وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar on this beautiful Friday morning, the 25th of October, 2024, the 21st of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u wahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Friday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. And may Allah accept all your efforts for deen. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak Honorable Day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace, mercy, and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39 Surah Az-Zumar and verses number 28 and 29 in today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Qur'anan Arabiyya. This Quran Sharif is in the Arabic language. Quran, we told you yesterday's lesson as well, that it derived from the word Qarana, where all the verses are connected to one another, and that is 6,236 verses, where all the chapters are attached to one another, 114 chapters. So Quran, so we have to read it, Iqra. So the first word, the first verb, the first instruction, commandment, read. So we, the Ummah, must become an educated Ummah, not an Ummah that is sleeping and dreaming half the time or most of the time. Quran and Arabiya, in the Arabic language. We see every language on this earth today has evolved and changed. And when we were very young in the 60s, they would use the term thou and thy and so forth in the English language. All that is dead. So nowadays, you should take the Arabic language and you ask any person in the Arab world, or you ask any Muslim, that which is the greatest book in the Arabic Arabic language, they will tell you the Quran Sharif. Never did it get out of fashion and sell by date. Nay, it was, it is, it will always be the greatest book, the greatest constitution for all times, all places. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. وَعَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَضِي. The jewels of the Quran Sharif will never ever get finished. وَلَا يَشْبَأُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاء. The true ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama who have connection with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, will never be satisfied. In this tafsir, in this commentary, in this book of exegesis, they will find different meanings and different beauty and new answers of the Quran Sharif. So that is the glory and the beauty of the Arabic language. Quran Sharif is Arabic. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke Arabic. And Lughatu Ahlil Jannah is Arabic. The language, the lingua franca in Jannat al-Firdaus, in paradise, is also Arabic. Quran an Arabiyan ghayra zi iwaj. And there is no crookedness in it. Everything is so clear. Everything is so manifest. When you study the other books and divine scriptures and so forth, you will find so many contradictions, and you will find that this can never be from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You just open Genesis and you will find they speak about incest with their daughters and so forth and so on. The South African Census Board, during the apartheid days, they said that chapter, two adulterous sisters in Ezekiel is a chapter, and two adulterous sisters is a subchapter. They said that this is pornography. Allah Ta'ala reward Sheikh Ahmad Didat Rahimahullah. He exposed the Christians and their so-called Bible, and when they presented it to the Census Board, they said this is pornography. And they had two dominees and predicant and priest on the board. They didn't even realize that this was a passage from the Bible. He just removed all the numbers and so forth. So go and read the article written in the Sunday Tribune in those days. So is the Bible pornography or not? So I'm giving you all the evidence. So this is Quran Sharif. That it was, it is, it will always be the Mu'jiza al-Khalida, al-Mu'jiza al-Kubra, the greatest and the perpetual miracle of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghayra zi iwajin. There is no crookedness in it. La'allahum yattaqoon. So that the people ward off the evil. Taqwa, first meaning is to abstain from the vices and sins. Then the second meaning comes to do the good actions. In this day and this age, we have turned it upside down. We say, I'm doing this. To do actions is very easy. To abstain is very, very difficult. So that is the ma'ana awwal, the first meaning of taqwa. Al-ijtinab anil ma'asi, to abstain from the vices. Today, amal bil ma'ruf, to command the good, is very easy. You go to 1,000 ulama and see and listen to their lectures today, Friday. They will speak about do this, do that. But you won't even find a quarter of them, 20% of them, speaking about nahi anil munkar. So we have to prohibit the evil within ourselves, within our families, our society, and the global ummah, because then you will be hurting the feelings of the sponsors, of the rich people, of the directors, the trustees, and so forth and so on. So that is the mudahana. That is how we have. You must remember that now we have, you know what we have done, that now we have sort of now, you know, become apologetic and compromising the deen of Islam, and that is called mudahana fi deen. So we need to do both at the same time. Amal bil ma'ruf, command the good and prohibit the evil, not one at the expense of the other. La'allahum yattaqoon, so that people come back to the Quran Sharif and understand the message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the next one, oh, Almighty Allah is giving forth an example. We mentioned to you before, chapter 59, verse number 21, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28th Supara, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ. These examples, نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ, which we set forth for humanity, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. So these examples are good for all times, all places, all circumstances. And what happens? You have one person is a slave, but he has multiple masters and owners. So this one will tell him ABC, the other one will tell him XYZ, the other one will tell him something else. So he himself will get confused and his fuses will get blown. And you have another one that he only has one master, one owner. So he has to be loyal to that master. So we are Muslims, so we must be loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We worship him alone. لَن نَرْكَعَ لِأَحَدٍ وَلَن نَسْجُدَ لِأَحَدٍ. We never bow down to any creation. We don't prostrate to anybody, anything, except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the parable, the example Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Almighty Allah set forth an example, a parable. رَجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. So there is one person is a slave, then regarding him, shuraka, there are multiple partners, mutashakisun, and all of them, they own him. So each one of them will fight, do this, do that. And you can see today, the people who are the mushrikeen, those who are promoting the shirk and the polytheism and the kufr and the blasphemy. You see the Bible, today they have so many different versions of it, the Torah, so many different versions of it. And now this group doesn't accept that group, and then they're fighting all the time. وَرَجُلًا, and you have another person, slave. سَلَمًا لِرَجُل, but he has to be devoted, dedicated to one, meaning one master. So Almighty Allah is posing the rhetorical question, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا, are these two slaves equal? You also will say never, حَاشَ وَكَلَّا, never ever. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. There is only one supreme being. There is only one Khalik, one creator of the entire universe, one Malik and one exclusive owner. The entire universe belongs to him only, the sun, the moon, the planets, the terrestrial creation, the celestial creation, top and bottom, everything belongs to him exclusively. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, the truth of the matter is, majority of them don't know. Not they don't know, they don't want to know. They don't want to know the truth, because the truth becomes very, very unacceptable to them, unpalatable to them. Therefore, Quran Sharif taught us, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Invite towards the truth, and when you invite towards the truth, it becomes very bitter. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Then exhort and exercise and encourage one another towards patience. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this hadith and saying is authentic and mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Abu Zar, O Abu Zar, qulil haqqa walau kana murra, speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We have to speak the truth. So that is what Islam's, we must remember, message is for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, today, Friday, day number 385. This week was a very, very bad week for the Jutlas. Over 120 of their Jutla soldiers were dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Some in Lebanon by Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, they're doing an excellent job against against the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and Haramis, dispatching them to hell there in northern Israel. In 1 hour, 2 hours, they damaged and they used their missiles and so forth against three military bases. 250,000 Jutlas had to rush for cover there in their bunkers and so forth. Obviously, the Western Zionist media will not tell you all these things. Our Hamas, our leaders, remember, inspired more and more Mujahideen, whether it was Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, whether it was Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, whether it was Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shahid, whether it was al-Mujahidul Kabir, Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahumullahu Jami'a, they all passed away as shuhada, as martyrs, and then they inspired millions of people throughout the globe. And Hamas doing an excellent job, and the Houthis doing an excellent job as well. So the Triple H are busy, and Israel now are suffering so many losses, and they don't know what to do. Remember three things in life. When the Israelis and the Western media praises a person with a Muslim name, or a person who's sympathetic to Islam and so forth, then that person there is a sellout, and that person normally is a traitor to Islam. When they are critical of that person there, then remember that person there normally, in most cases, we won't say all cases, but that person there is a good Muslim or is a just person and so forth and so on. So that is the normal thing you should remember. Next one, when the Jutlas and Americans want to speak of ceasefire and so forth, then you must remember the Jutlas are catching it. They're losing too many men, they're losing too many tanks, and now the people are turning against them and so forth and so on. And that is what you see. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Our Hamas also are dispatching them, mashallah, in different places. But these are cowards, you must remember that. So now they will come and bomb the children, burn the children and babies and so forth. Do you even know what they did, oh people, oh esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? They dig up big trenches, they put all the women and children there, and the army surrounds that whole area, and then they take the babies, and then they make some type of dust and so forth, and then tell the women, we're going to throw the babies, you must just catch them and run, and if you don't, we will shoot you and execute you. They don't even know whose baby they are carrying in, but they have to run. Where is their own children? These are the cursed nation, the swines and the pigs they are. Almighty Allah called them that, and if you don't believe in that, you're not a Muslim. Chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah made them into swines and pigs. Almighty Allah transformed them into monkeys and so forth. So we need to be clear, we are dealing with people who murdered and martyred prophets and messengers like Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Israel, remember, is killing our babies, our children, our civilians in both places, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, in the West Bank, and in Lebanon, in Beirut, in various places. France to provide 100 million plus euros to Lebanon. Now Macron woke up. He's the Hitler of Europe. He said there must be free speech. So when they were making the cartoons, aliyazu billah, of the master, alayhi salam, he said, no, we must allow it. When the people called him Macron, you are the Hitler, he said, I will take you to court. Defamation of character. Whole lot of them are hypocrites, have double standards. America, Britain, France, Germany, and whole lot, NATO, and what have you. And the list goes on. So he, now France, you see Macron, Toba, Netanyahu, what the hell are you doing? He said this is a war of civilizations against barbarism. So he responded then, oh Macron, he said, I wonder who is the barbaric person and the barbaric party in this year. Meaning the message is, you Israelis are the ones who are barbaric, that you are murdering killing innocent people, killing babies and children. Ilan Pape, you Muslims, start reading, serious reading. Get out of your TV mentality. You the men with the Hollywood, and you the women with the Bollywood, and you the children with the cartoons and Robin Hood, wasting your life and wasting your time. Get involved in serious reading. Go read about Ilan Pape. Go read about his books and so forth. Read about Gideon Levy. When you want to take on the enemy, you must read their books. You must read their articles. And then you can corner them. These are the people. Look at Israel. So frightened, so scared, they even censored him. For Ilan Pape, a Jew, and he is now, they say, pro-Palestine. So they want to now, you know, defend a revolution with their hands now. Censor this one, censor this one. No international independent journalist is allowed inside Gaza. Why, Jutlas? You always said you are the only democracy there in the Middle East. Is this your democracy? Where you murdered 200,000 people and more and counting. So remember, a shame, but you are a cursed nation and you will be kicked out of Israel. Ajilan ghayra ajil. Insha'Allah, every Muslim on this Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah, cry to Allah, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin, al-muhtallin, al-ghasibin, al-mal'uneen, Allahumma zilzimhum, Allahumma zilzimhum, wa zalzilhum. Ya Allah, you humiliate them, defeat them. Ya Allah, you shake them, Ya Allah. 2 million Jutlas already left Israel, and now they are. Economy is struggling. Remember that 62% of them are in terrible, terrible condition. Hardly any chance for them to recover and so forth. Pakistan, Imran Khan's wife, Bushra Bibi, was released after 9 months in jail. 9 months in jail just for nonsense. Remember that the Pakistani politicians, they don't control anything. If you know, Pakistan from 1947, the year it was established, till now is controlled by the army. The prime ministers, ministers, you won't understand that. They are just like a pony, you know, a small horse-like. And remember, they have to do what the army tells them. Otherwise, they'll get rid of them, as they did with Imran Khan. Imran Khan told America, you go to hell. He told the West, you go to hell. We are not your slaves and your servants. We are an autonomous, independent country. For a Pakistani premier and a Pakistani prime minister to say that was something they will never tolerate, the white racists and the white hypocrites. So therefore, vote of no confidence. Give every person their million dollars, whether it's a Molvi or whether it's who, and they collected the money, and then there is vote of no confidence. Today, if they have a free and fair elections in Pakistan, Imran Khan's party will win a landslide victory. That is the truth. So whether he'll be released or not, only Almighty Allah knows. All these charges against him, 99% are trumped up charges. I like this statement. I think this person is listening to Marcus Sahaba. I think so, maybe. I don't know. Listen to this statement. Both of them are idiots. I agree. I concur with you, sir. Who are the both idiots? Trump and Kamala Harris. Who said so? The leader of Belarus, Lubashenki. I hope I pronounce his name correctly. You know, these people's names are difficult. So Belarus, the leader said, the president, prime minister, whatever they use there, he said, both of them are idiots. I said, both of them are morons. So same meaning, remember that. Well said, sir. We salute you for that. Putin says, Putin is basking in his glory. He loves in the harami. And now he's the center of attraction. 35 countries there in the BRICS summit, 20 heads of state, and he's running the show. You see that? So these are all his statements. Number one, Putin says the ball is now in the court of Washington. You want peace? We will give you peace. You want war? It's more than 2.5 years. I'm prepared to go. Ukraine is losing. They lost already 100,000 men. Millions of them have left Ukraine, and your arms and ammunition is just going down the barrel and into an empty hole. So more and more countries are coming onto our side, and you cannot isolate me. Putin says, this is Putin again, he says, I'm tired of the Western hypocrisy. Well said, Putin. 100%, they are hypocrites of the first order, and the haramis, you must use the word haramis, so that is the... And remember that most of the countries today are siding with them. See what Putin and his people did. He's a big harami, make no mistake. If you don't vote for him or his party there, for the chief, if you know the Russian system, there'll be big problems there. So, but see what he did, the ruble. We've been to Russia, you know, and you see how safe that country is. Russia today has become the fourth largest economy in the world. US, China, India, then Russia. Where's South Africa? South Africa is in the doldrums. From top to bottom, you know all that. Corruption and so forth and so on, as you will see. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, supposed to be Darul Tawheed and Darul Iman, a place that's our cradle of Iman and Islam, and MBS is turning it into a place of Darul Kufr and Shirk. Now he made a statue of himself, you see, and now they are erecting his statue right there in Riyadh. What you Salafi scholars have to say? Do you still support him because he's giving you wages? Because you have become scholars for dollars? You have sold your soul to the devil. So remember that. We need to be clear. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Our ulama, jazakumullahu khairan, but if you don't speak regarding these people, yeah, because you worried about your visa for Umrah and Hajj. Is that not mudahana? Is that not selling the deen? Is that not compromising? Is that not being apologetic and so forth and so on? You answer the question. I just posed it. So think properly. We can't be, the public are not blind. They can see what is really happening and so forth. So we need to name them, shame them. You can see the kuffar are coming right into Medina Munawwara. People are sending us so many images. Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right on his deathbed said, Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews, Christians, non-Muslims from the Arab Peninsula. Go open Bukhari, Muslim Sharif, the famous Ahadith kitabs, and you will find it there. So one Christian soldier fighting for Israel, Hamas sent him to Jahannam and the hellfire. They had to bury this Christian guy because he is an Israeli soldier. They said that cross he has there, so that must be covered. We can't have people here, we burying them with crosses and so forth. Christians, the Jutlas, the Jews, they hate you. They hate your guts. They spit on you. We saw all that ourselves, how they behave and what they did to Shirin, Abu Aqila, whom you call Abu Ekle and so forth. But yet you are fools and idiots and morons, you Christians, that you are supporting the Zionist Israel, the Jutlas. That see what they're doing to your people. And then you see, yeah, Frelimo wins. That a cooked up election, fraud and rigging of election of the elections and the ballot and so forth. So 50 years they in power. They don't want to lose power. That is our Africa from top to bottom, all corrupted and so forth. Let's come to our news. So Transnet, they want to increase the tariffs, but they're not doing anything good for South Africa. A bunch of muffatiyas, a bunch of freebies. They just want to collect and make us fools. The Minister of Basic Education in South Africa says the 30% pass mark will remain for matric. Now I'm asking you, ABC, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary write their examination and passes with 31%, 35%, 33%. Matric, do you think that person stands a chance of getting employment? I'm a boss and I need staff. Do you really think I'll employ a person who passed with 30%, 33%, 35%? Who is to blame? The ministers wasting their time there, destroying South Africa. 75 ministers, deputy ministers. No country in the world has that, beside our crazy South Africa, government of national unity. You are a disgrace, remember that. In Mpumalanga, the dams is dropping. Remember, the water is decreasing, getting eroded, and big problems we are going to face. Allah alone have mercy on us. In Gauteng, they don't even know how to solve the problem. Wallahu al-musta'an. We beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My one uncle meaning that like second uncle, let's use the term. Ali Mama passed away yesterday, 10:30 last night. Was his janaza, 95 years old in Middleburg. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the children, grandchildren, Sabri Jameel. We make dua for the entire Ummah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all our marhumin and our shuhada and martyrs Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You the men, your father, mother passed away with Iman, Islam. Today, Friday, you should go to the graveyard. For the men only, manzara qabra, abawayhi aw ahadihima, yawm al-jumu'ah, ghufira lahu, wa kutiba bara, the hadith in Bayaki. When you visit the grave of your parents, both of them Muslim parents, and both of them or one of them, on a Friday, you, the son, will be forgiven. You will be considered as a pious son of your parents. May Almighty Allah forgive them all. Inshallah, today will be the announcement of the nikah between 10 and 10:30. Those of you getting married, your children are getting married, send it to us, the nikah announcements. And that will be between 10 and 10:30 with Moana Zaid Khan. We will then take at 11:05 South African time the khutbah from Makkah of Sheikh Mahir al-Mu'aqili. I will be there, inshallah, in Auckland Park, and that lecture will be live, inshallah, from 12:25 onwards in Auckland Park, inshallah. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Chief Maulana, we have 12, 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have some tenants who refuse to move out of my property. Please advise what dua or wazifa to read.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That are the laws in South Africa. You can't just remove them. They have. That is South Africa. Our constitution, which according to me is not worth the paper on which is written, that they say favor the criminals instead of the innocent people. They favor the tenants instead of the landlords, or instead of having a fair deal for both parties. So read Surah 29 verse 30. Surah 29 verse 30. So you must read Rabbin Surni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, assist me against the troublemakers, the mischief makers. Chapter 29 verse 30. Read it abundantly. Read 2 rakat salat. Inshallah, they will go away on their own.
Mufti Saab, can a person pay one of the guards at the Rawza-e Mubarak to enter the Rawza?
You are right in Medina Munawwara. You are in front of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you want to commit a kabira, a major, major sin. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, La'ana Allahu al-Rashi wal-Murtashi wal-Ra'ish. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, is authentic. Allah's curse is on the one who pays the bribery, the one who receives the bribery, and the one who is the go-between. So all parties are cursed. And remember, that is totally haram for you to do that. Just read from wherever you are, and Allah will reward you according to your intention.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know, after cupping, is it necessary to make ghusl?
MashaAllah, that 2 weeks ago I was there in Rustenburg, and before my return here to Lanesia, our brothers, our Haji Suleiman Yaqub and Uncle Joseph, Uncle Brownie, so they called him, he's our family, mashallah. So they made arrangements that Maulana Muhammad Waja, that is of Rustenburg, mashallah, Maulana is a good person. He said, I'm coming to the house where I was staying, Uncle Brownie's house, and he will do the cupping for me. I don't know, maybe after 5-6 years. So I said, very good, let's do the cupping. Mur ummataka bil hijama, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, and so forth. Command your ummah to do cupping. The men should go to the men, and the women to the women. So today is the 21st, is one of the recommended days that we should do cupping. So those of you who want to do cupping today, very good, you do it. To take a bath after the cupping is not mandatory, compulsory, but you know our natural disposition, our fitrah, our tabiat is this. So I told Maulana, you do all the cupping, everything. Then I even asked him, can I go and take a bath immediately now, or must I wait? He told me, your blood is very clean, you just go, no problem, you won't feel any pain or any discomfort. And that's what I did. So that is our natural thing, but it is not compulsory, not mandatory.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to use contraceptives?
We remember Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius and the giant that he was, born in Gaza in the year 150, passed away in Cairo in the year 204. Only 54 years he lived. We asked his celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell me one thing of Al-Imam Shafi'i. Obviously, we were not there in that time. But when we read the books, then we find he celebrated student Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, said, Al-Shafi ka shamsi lid-dunya, how the sun rises, illuminates the world. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah came, and he illuminated the world, what is taqwa, piety, what is fiqh and hadith and everything. A genius, a giant he was, Al-Imam Shafi'i. His first teacher was a African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid Azanji. By him he became Hafiz and everything. Nevertheless, so when a person what was the question, Maulana? Just remind me, I'm coughing here.
Is it permissible to use contraceptives?
Is it permissible to use contraceptives here? So Al-Imam Shafi taught us the law. Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'd. That you can never have a general law in Islam, but you will have some exclusions and some exceptions, remember that. So the law is this, contraceptives in Islam, haram, not permissible. But the Muslim Ummah today are bombarded by the West and by the doctors who think just like them also. So they will tell you, take it. The lady will say, we just married, I want to remain slum and trum for 2, 3, 4 years. Then we will think about children and so forth and so on. You see, Bilal will think like Bali. Maryam will think like Mary. That is the tragedy of this Ummah in this day and this age. So as a law, not permissible. Yes, if they are, you must remember certain extreme cases. For example, Allah forbid, your first child, second child, third child, all are special children. They have some special needs, abnormalities. Call it whatever you want. Then to have this, you must remember contraceptives that are reversible and so forth, then is permissible. To get sterilized and ligation and all that. So all that not permissible, that are irreversible. So that will be the exception to the rule, not the rule. The rule is not permissible. Likewise, a lady gave birth to the via the C-section, cesarean section, and now 1, 2, 3, 4 children. Now it's very dangerous according to all the doctors or majority of them. So in that case, the exception of the rule. But the rule is not permissible for Muslims to use contraceptives.
Mufti Saab, Islamically, does the father have the right over the husband when it comes to his daughter? In other words, his son-in-law.
Remember, when my daughter gets married, who has more rights over her? Her husband or we, the parents? The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala rajul." I married, I have my wife, I have my mother. Who has more rights over me? My mother. Be we kon or walida muhtarama kon. I went to Dubai, Moscow, yeah, there alone and so forth. And I came back. My beloved mother is there. My wife is there. To be we ne pucha. The wife asked what you brought for me. Walida muhtarama ne pucha. My honorable, blessed, honorable mother said, beta khana khaya. Did you eat? A mother's love is a pure form of love. There's no hidden agenda. There's no sinister motive. Nothing of that sort there. So we need to be very clear on this issue. So that is, the mother will still have greater rights. You must remember that. More rights upon me than my own wife. The second part, وَإِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ. And the person who has the greatest rights over the lady after she gets married, زَوْجُهَا, is a husband. Your husband has more rights over you than your own biological parents. Your parents say, come this week to visit us. Your husband says, no, you must listen to your husband. But your husband must not be a tinpot dictator and say, whole year I will not take you when you're living in the same province, same country. So once in a year or so, depending on the distance, take her there. Show her that you care for her and her parents. Don't become a tinpot dictator, you. Chapter 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, respect, and justice. They made so much sacrifice. They left the place of their birth. They left their parents and siblings and everything to spend the remainder of her life with you. If somebody treats your daughter like that, you will be very, very upset. So treat your wife in the best manner, O husbands.
Mufti Saab, can we read Tahiyyatul Masjid or any other Salah whilst waiting for Far Salah of Fajr? We normally do Sunnat Salah at home.
Remember, let's just crystallize and rephrase the question to make it easy for you to understand. I will just use on the hour, right? Say nowadays Fajr time starts at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. and it ends at 5:20 sunrise. These are just examples, obviously, I'm giving. So now you read your Sunnat and Muakkada at home, or you read it in the masjid, and you will read the 2 rakat salat first behind the imam. So in that interim, can you read other salat? Yes, you can read Qadha salat before the Fajr salat, after the Fajr salat. That's totally permissible according to all four schools, Qadha Salat. Second question, can you read Tahiyyatul Masjid, Salatul Hajj, Salatul Tawbah? Yes, according to Shafis, Hanbalis and them, that is permissible. Hanafis say, once the time for Fajr time starts, right till the time of sunrise, then you can't read any Nafil Salat. So if you have Qadha, then read the Qadha. And if you're up to date with your Salat, and you can't read Nafil Salat, then remember, make tilawat of Quran. Quran. Make tawbah, istighfar. Read durood sharif, salawat, salutation upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To sum it up, nafil salat not permissible according to Hanafis when the time of Fajr starts right till 15 minutes after sunrise. And the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them say, you can read nafil salat, you must remember that. You're like tahiyatul masjid and so forth and so on. All permissible, even though Fajr time has started.
Kuftisab, if talaq is given while menstruating, is this talaq valid?
Remember that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu divorced his wife while she was in her menses. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Umar, Muruhu fal yuraji'ha. Muruhu, command him that he must take her back and then issue the talaq when she is in her purity, cleanliness and the clean time. So the talaq will be valid according to all four schools, but it is sinful to issue the talaq in writing or verbally, orally, while she is in menses. So therefore, Quran teaches us, chapter 65, verse number 1, Ya ayyuhan nabi, idha tullaqtumun nisa, fatulliquhunna li'iddatihinna. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the chapter on divorce, verse 1. If and when, as a last resort, you have to divorce your wife, you divorce her if he tuhurin, lam yu Jami'afi, that in that period of cleanliness and in that period of cleanliness you did not fulfill her conjugal rights and so forth. That is the beauty of Islam. It gave us the best laws for all times, all places, all circumstances. But this ummah e jahila, this ummah majority don't even know whether they're coming or going. That is the truth. You must remember that this ummah today, not only ignorant majority of them, but not even interested. I receive such questions, you can't even believe, you must remember. So the jahalat in the ummah is really, really something. We have to educate everybody, the male, female, adult and children. I'm speaking of majority now, and locally, nationally, internationally. Wallahul musta'an. 10 to 10:30 is the nikah announcement. Send it through, inshallah. Allah have mercy on us and our mujahideen, and decimate and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the Jutlas. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.